The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 104, The Exciting Conclusion. Thankfully, there were only 2 days left for us on board after the Raisin Pie incident. I would not have wanted to be on the Stadzon under those circumstances any longer. The captain was very definitely in a bad mood, and it seemed to me like he was spending his days stomping around looking for things to set off his anger. He would, on these daily rounds of spreading joy about the ship, from time to time storm into the galley and start shrieking in Greek at either Stosh or me. And if it were Stosh, then as soon as the captain stomped out, the big cook would turn on me and start yelling in Serbo-Croatian or whatever Stosh's native tongue was. I never did find that out. Suffice it to say that Roger, Alvy, and I were all pretty ecstatic when we reached Halifax. I, for one, did not even say goodbye to any of the crew of the Stadzon, but beetled down the gangway like the proverbial rat. Landlubber that I am, I was beside myself with relief upon my return to good old terra firma. I did not bend down and kiss the pier or dock or whatever it is called, as it seemed really quite filthy, but I did, at least metaphorically, consider it for a moment. Oh, Canada! They say that one does not truly appreciate one's country until one has been away from it and returned, and that international travel has a tendency to make one a patriot. And that may well be true, but I will tell you this. Dealing with customs on your return from parts unknown will not increase your love for the federal government. I will not go into details about my dealings with the customs branch, but I will say that I am now more intimately acquainted with a certain customs officer than I have been with some of the women I've dated. Enough said. After that fairly unpleasant business was concluded, the three of us found ourselves out on the street in Halifax, with very little in the way of money or resources, and no real good idea of how we were going to cross the almost 4,000 kilometers that separated us from our homes in Winnipeg. None of us, not even Alvy, had any enthusiasm for trying to hitchhike that distance. We knew that whether we took a bus, the train, or a plane, we were going to need money, and a not insignificant amount. The question was, where would we get it? As the three of us sat in a coffee shop, enjoying the first decent cup of coffee that any of us had tasted in some considerable time, we surveyed our options. All of us had family whom we could presumably put the touch on, but that meant a series of collect calls and probably the wiring of funds, and also, no doubt, some eating of crow. It was then that Alvy produced, out of his little velvet Crown Royal bag, a set of authentic hand-carved Tuvanganese Monopoly pieces. These, he said, could be worth something. As you no doubt know by now, Alvy was not my favorite person, but I could have kissed him at that moment. How he had managed to hang on to those things through all we had experienced, I don't know, but I am sure glad he did. The Tuvanganese game pieces were indeed worth something, and the fellow at the collectible store gave us enough to pay for 3 one-way tickets back to Winnipeg. We were flying home. I don't know what else to say. I will not tell the tale of our flight back to Winnipeg or our taxi trip from the airport, as I do not feel that those relatively mundane events belong in a tale of adventure such as this. A lot of you have, no doubt, flown in a plane or ridden in a taxi. You can fill in the blanks. But I do not think that many of you have gone on a quest to find a lost city deep in a jungle, and then indeed found it and safely returned home. I have. But before you feel any envy for me, I will tell you this. I am none the richer for it. The entire experience was a total waste of my time. I gained nothing, and I would have been better off to stay at home like you have, and read someone else's account of this foolishness. Well, perhaps there was one positive development. Which reminds me, I should head home now. I promised Corinne I would make dinner.